now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. You know, Bob, somebody's telling me all people stay away right after I say that every day and give their call letters and never come back.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's the shortest Bob and Ray show in history. So please come back, will you? Thank you. And you're lucky to be tuned to your CBS station, aren't you?
Well, you sure are. Because we've got a lot of surprises today. We're throwing away our prepared material.
Listen to us throw it away.
There. See? I think there's one more page there. You didn't throw away.
Right.
Throw the whole business away.
Everything. Right off the desk. Now.
Came in and we flew into a rage when we saw it.
Right on. What is this first written note I have here? Didn't throw that.
Says Wally Blue is at an invisible glass factory.
Well, how can he find it? I don't think we should throw everything away, Bob. I think I threw away my commuting ticket on the railroad there. Will somebody get that back for me? Thank you.
Can you hand me page two again, please?
That's more like it. Thanks. Now I feel a little more at home.
Ray?
Yeah.
It says, let's see what Wally Blue is doing now.
Okay, then. Wally Blue, with another one of his America on the March series, is at an invisible glass screen company. So come in if you're listening, Wally Blue.
This is radio's highly regarded Wally Blue, winner of 70 Diction Awards, greeting you from the Invisible Glass Screen Company, the IGSC of Hoboken, New Jersey. With me is the man responsible for the entire output of the factory here, and your name is Mr.
What's that?
What is your name, please?
I'm looking at my invisible glass. My name is Lucius. Are you going to write it down?
No, I was just standing here looking at the invisible
Lucius
glass.
Lucius F. Bradshaw. The F stands for Fren.
Fren?
Fren.
Oh, Fren.
F-R-E-N. It was my mother's maiden name.
Well, how did you happen to...
Harold Fren was his name, or her name.
Okay, sir. How did you happen to go into this field of endeavor? And how do you find the reaction to invisible glass screens?
Well,
That's a loaded question. It's a two-part question requiring a two-part answer.
All right. Well, in part A, is how did I get into it?
Yes.
Well, this factory was willed to me by bequesting aunt of mine.
Yes,
or aunt, as you say, in your part of the country.
As a bequeath?
She bequeathed me as a bequest.
Uh-huh.
This factory in their bequeathment.
So you found yourself sitting back with the invisible glass factory.
With a bequest on my hands.
Uh-huh.
And the
she's still alive, sir?
No. She's bequeathed.
Oh, I see. And
finally, she bequeathed all these things to me.
As a bequest?
Yes. She was bequeathing at the time that she made the bequestment.
Well, now, did you know anything about the glass manufacture before you were requested of it?
I was a drummer at the time, so I didn't know too much about it.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to give up the orchestra business and come over here and start in from scratch. There was a trusted old employee here who had been robbing the company blind for years, and he told me how to run it.
I see. And I wonder if we could see some samples of what you turned out here for.
All right, then. The only way you can see our invisible glass is is the etching that I have put on here, the IGSC.
Uh-huh.
And when you see that, you know it's an invisible glass
screen company
product.
Seem to be hitting them there. You certainly can't. We're standing in a huge room. Is this the supply room? Or?
It isn't as big as it looks. That's a big mirror.
Oh.
Actually, this room is just about 11 feet long and 4 feet wide.
I wondered why I saw 52 of me there. I must have broken one, I guess.
Broken one? Why, you knocked a whole row, about 43 of them down there. You know, that's expensive. We get almost $35 for one of those screens.
Well, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to...
Times 40. How much is that?
$35 a piece times 43.
Yeah, how much is that?
I think you said I crashed 43 of them.
All right.
We'll say 40 just to make
well,
it.
Well, let's say 45.
All right, 45.
Five, 25, 12, 20, 10.
That'll be about $1,125.
Well, do you have that kind of money?
Oh, wait, that's my 25. I should multiply it by 35.
Please.
It would. Take 40.
Well, I tell you, if you
figure.
Just multiply 45 by 10 and then add it to your other total, you'll have it.
450 on top of that would be $1,575.
Well, do you have any kind? Do you have that kind of money, Mr.
No,
Blue?
I've got about $8 with me, which is just about enough to get back.
Right. How about your employers, Bob and Ray?
No, I
or
don't.
Or Kern,
think...
the CBS Radio Network. They have that kind of money.
I don't think that we could ask them for it as much as it's my mistake. They'll take it out of my salary for the next few years.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming over, and we hope that those folks who have been listening, if they ever want an invisible glass screen, they'll call us.
Certainly been an unhappy visit, a sad occasion on my part, sir, and I want to thank you for talking with us. Now back to our main studios.
Too bad that had to happen. Now, do we have something to talk about here at good old CBS?
Today, we want to briefly remind you listeners of some Western action coming your way on CBS Radio Sunday night.
Where did that piece of paper go, anyway?
Which?
The one that told about having done with travel this Sunday.
Well, I think you threw it away when you threw the script away first. There it is.
Let's see. Paladin, if I remember correctly, is going to ride into big trouble.
Yes, seems that the beautiful Lucinda Sibley, after her father falls ill, takes over the operation of a
big farm
of some kind.
But soon, wild turkeys and Indians have her at wit's end, stealing in under cover of nightfall and eating all
she
the
calls
produce.
For help.
Yeah, she calls for help. Calls Paladin.
They get married in the end, you think?
No.
Oh, now, that's the whole story. It's spoiled. Who want to listen to it?
Well, me for one, to find out what Have Gun Will Travel is really about this coming Sunday.
On CBS Radio, right?
Well, of course.
Good.
Where else?
One of our old friends is in town, a gentleman that we haven't talked with for several months, pretty near a year, I guess. Prentice Al Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, who tips the scales at what? You put on a little weight, Prentice.
I have over the past year.
Excuse me.
I've put on almost 3/4 of an ounce, and it really shows.
Prentice stands 11 inches tall, and I wonder if somebody would help him up on the table here so that we can have a little
hi again,
chat
everybody.
With you.
Bob, it's good to see you again. I've been listening to your program.
How do you like them, Prentice? I know
I've been very
you've been a
busy.
Fan of ours for some years.
Yes, I have, and I still have a lot of mail, Bob, at home that my wife and I like to read. Commenting on my last appearance. So many people around the country could hardly believe that a man my size could get about as well as I do and to be as successful in the business world.
Mr. Wilson is engaged in manufacturing accessories for automobiles.
Rearview mirrors, and all sorts of chrome items that people put on their automobiles. It's...
And despite his size, I will say for him, because he's quite modest, he does command a great deal of respect
thank
for
you
those
very much,
who
Bob.
Work with him.
As I've said before, though, I think a person commands as much respect as he deserves.
You're a big man, Prentice L. Wilson, despite
you. Now, wait a minute.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Well, I don't start making those snide-type remarks.
I didn't mean it that way. It slipped out, but sitting here as I am...
And,
looking at you, it's difficult not to say something wrong.
As you know, Bob, I never
I
make a spectacle of myself, nor certainly
no, I know.
To be ridiculed.
I know, certainly. And
I could spend my time a lot more profitably elsewhere, if that be the case.
I remember putting my foot in it last time you were here by... calling attention to the cute little suits that you wear. And I know that that brought a
flush
of anger.
Well, you're doing it again
to...
just by recalling these things, Bob.
This is the type of thing I want to keep away from this time.
Please.
I believe you told us your wife makes those, doesn't she?
That's right. She makes these from swatches that she gets from my tailor. See, I can't go in and buy a suit off the rack. Being only
no,
one tall.
Couldn't even go to the toddler's department, I don't think.
You know what I mean. You really couldn't.
You want me to go along, I gather, right?
No, I don't.
Because I'll be pleased to. My chauffeur is downstairs.
I want you to stay, Prentice, believe me, and I know Ray would, too, if he were here. It's, as I said, it's difficult to carry on a conversation with a man 11 inches tall without stepping on something from time to time.
See, now there you are again.
I wasn't referring to you.
I'm sitting here comfortably on the edge of your ashtray, and you're going to insult me now, I suppose, as long as I remain here.
I don't want to insult you at all. That's the furthest. Let's change the subject altogether.
Be delighted.
Get off on to something else. Seen any good movies lately? Did you see Tom Thumb? Whatever movie?
Big Sky, I saw.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it very much.
Good.
Ben-Hur, I saw.
Well, certainly a couple of good ones there.
Ben-Hur. I read that in one of the columns.
Yeah. How about your preferences in food? I think the folks might be interested to learn just what...
I like a hero sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, Bob, excuse me, for a change of pace. And I'm trying to think. Of course, I love
A good man-sized steak is something that's hard to
turn down. What did you say then?
I said a steak is hard.
Oh, you said man-sized steak.
Yes, I did.
Well, Bob, you're just trying to upset me.
No, please, really.
No, I'd rather stay longer, Bob, but I think it's just impossible for you.
Well, here comes Ray.
Not to be antagonized.
Ray's coming through the door now.
Your attitude toward me.
Ray, I wonder if you could help out with Prentice here.
Hey,
I think
how are you, Tiny?
I'm getting out of here.
Ray, you've really angered him now. That isn't helping. I'm afraid I didn't mean
it.
Well, I don't know. He's always had a good sense of humor before, and
he's a terrific tiny little guy. Terrific.
Doesn't like to be referred to as that.
No, I know he doesn't.
Doesn't like it.
Well, anything else we want to do? 1 minute, please. How about that?
We have just 1 minute. I guess we could do that, huh?
Okay. How about you, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
I stayed at your hotel last night.
Oh, did you pay the $10?
No, I did.
Did you like it?
Oh,
that's
a swinging place you got over there.
Thank you. Were there enough blankets, sir?
It was quite comfortable, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was excellent.
Yeah.
And,
Curtis, stand still. I got it.
Thank you.
The food was good, you say?
Yeah, there's another one there.
Uh-huh. Good.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Well, look,
very much.
Before we waste time, I think we can only play about 30 seconds, please, with you now.
All right.
Could you reach into this bag here, please?
Take who was that little fellow you were just talking with a few minutes
ago? Prentice L. Wilson.
Small.
Yeah. Hey. He's a big businessman, though. He tells me his company has paid dividends since 1927. Never missed a year.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
Here's
all right,
my subject.
What is this? Oh, can you talk now, please, sir, on poetry?
Poetry.
30 seconds.
Poetry is a subject which...
Stand still. Wait a minute. I got it. Go ahead.
Poetry, the rhyming of words and phrases in metrical... let me start over.
Wonderful. 30 seconds. And I don't think, though, that you're going to be around for the final 30. You just don't seem to have a flair.
I'm sorry. Should I go back to the hotel?
If you want to, it's entirely up to you. Say, we'll have a beat gentleman with a little poem for you in just 10 seconds.
Poet, if you will.
To those who play and watch us play, there is never so breeze as you sigh. Not that the rolls and bees are scattered, but for chills is a pal of a shaking floor and a happy sea.
Terrific, beatnik. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get a word.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And this is KNX AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.